Chapter 2. A Sleeping Girl Wakes Up a Profession. Mrs. Quinlan, I am authorized to offer you $100,000 for a photograph of your daughter. The tiny woman hesitated, unsure how to respond politely to this audacious request. She pulled herself together and replied calmly, "I'm sorry, but Karen would never want anyone to see her like this." Undaunted, the photographer persisted. "Actually, $100,000 is only a starting figure. We could go higher." In 1975, $100,000 was an almost unprecedented amount of money for a photograph. But no doubt the picture, if the photographer had been able to obtain it, would have fetched far more than that from interested news agencies. Its proposed subject, Karen Ann Quinlan, was perhaps the most famous living 21-year-old on the planet, if, that is, you believed she was alive. The Quinlan saga had begun months earlier with a 2 a.m. phone call. "Is this Mrs. Quinlan?" a woman had asked. "Yes." "I'm sorry to tell you, but your daughter is in the hospital. She's in a serious condition, unconscious." At the time of the phone call, Karen was 21 years old and had recently left home to share a place with two young men, a situation that didn't please her conservative Roman Catholic parents. But given the times, the year 1975, they knew their daughter could have been doing far worse things. Earlier that evening, Karen had had a couple of gin and tonics with friends and had taken a small dose of, among other things, Valium, but not enough alcohol or pharmaceuticals to explain her subsequent condition. Her friends were surprised to see her staggering around as if she were on a real bender. It was very uncharacteristic of Karen. Perhaps the problem was that she had gone on a starvation diet recently, in an effort to get into bikini shape for an upcoming trip to Florida. Maybe with so little food in her system, she was more sensitive to the drinks and pills. Whatever the cause of her drunken-like state, her friends had tucked her into bed, confident she'd sleep it off with, at most,